Now, I just knew William Faulkner, as I say, as a high school boy. He and his little partner, his little dancing partner, was his cousin, Sally Murray was her name. And they would come to the university dances and all the parties of that nature. They had entree. It didn't cost them anything, but they liked to go to dance. They were a nice little dance couple. And as far as me having any close association with him, I never had it. I just knew him and see him every day or so. See him every day, really.
What did people think about him? Was he considered a character back
then? Now, a little later on, after I left the university, a man named Joe Levitt from this town went to school with him. And he told me that they called him Count No Count. Count No Count. Now, that's where I heard it.
Does that mean he was lazy or just...
Well, it meant he was nondescript, not to nothing. That is, he was just without consideration. Just didn't appreciate him for any particular reason. I never heard of him, anything detrimental to his character, anything like that, no. But just a nondescript boy. Sally Murray Wilkins was the girl's name, his cousin. Now, he married Faulkner, and after years, after he had matured and gotten famous, I imagine, his wife was Estelle Oldham, who had married the first time a man named Connie and had gone to China with him, lived in China for a while. And I think died. And they had one child. I think just one child. And she came back to America. Estelle did. And that's when Faulkner met her and knew her. And the young girl's name was Jill. I think she took Faulkner's name. Jill Faulkner. I don't think she was his child. I think she was child of. I could be wrong about that, but that's my impression.
Yes.
You know, I'm 81 years old, and a lot of things are kind of hazy with me now.
Right.
But that's in the back of my mind anyway. I know that he married Estelle Oldham, who had been formerly the wife of Corny. And I knew Corny well. I roamed at the university with a senior law student, Hugh, cousin of mine, and he was a senior law student and I was a freshman, but we roomed together and slept in the same bed, and every morning he'd make me get up and go and take a cold shower with him, rain or shine, hot or cold, and we traveled, we got up and got our bath towel and our soap, slipped on our dressing gown and put on our house shoes, and we went down the wide corridors of those halls to the shower baths. Had a series of shower baths in one room, one building, one part of the building. And we'd always meet Coney and a man named Thomas. They were law students, and was a law student. But we four would shower together every morning. So I got to know him pretty well.
Great answer.